Hub headlines every hour. The top 20 and 40. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
For the players, it's a slam dunk. But after the game, it's slammed drunks.
Hey, no woman ever repaired the U.S.
This is the Toucher and Rich Drunken Celtics Recap on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, 37 degrees at 8:03, and the Celtics season has started off. It's just the beginning of a long basketball season. Nothing to be too paranoid about, but there was a home opener in the air on Friday night.
Amongst the stink from the performance that they had on Friday. Boy, did that suck. That was not, it's not good. I mean, the only thing this weekend that was really worth talking about was that, of course, unbelievable shot that Rondo had against the Wizards, where his shot was blocked, and he basically just, like, slapped it back in, which was nice, but Jared Sullinger was fine. Everything else was garbage. It was about as bad as you could be, and they beat the Wizards, so at least they have a win. So they get to beat up on the horrible kid on the block against one more time this Wednesday.
But, I mean, Washington still almost came back and won that game. Yeah, I mean, the Celtics played awful. So well, and in the fourth quarter, they disappeared. And real quick about Sullinger, very solid in his first NBA start on Saturday night.
What did Gorman say when he was on with us? It's going to take about 20 games for this team to figure out
what
the heck they're doing.
They got nowhere to go but up. So.
Yeah,
but it's pretty amazing. 20 games to learn a game you've been playing for almost every day of your entire life.
I guess it's different. It's not just like street ball. That's why you have coaches.
More defensively than anything else.
I think that people are forced to go into NFL teams and learn much more complex positioning and things. It's 20 games. That's a big leeway.
Well,
that's all I'm saying.
All I know is that Greg Oden's still available. You need a big man. He's sitting there saying, hey.
Sure.
Then we'll have Darko and Oden, like two of the biggest draft busts of all time.
Please
on the same team.
Happen.
But at least Darko.
Make that happen.
At least it's not Oden's fault. I mean, it's Darko's responsible entirely for his crap.
Yeah.
He's just crap.
I'd almost rather have it be their fault than have it be someone who physically can't perform.
Well,
because then maybe you can change that if you just legs of glass.
You can't change Milic. You can't change Darko. No, it's over. You can't. It's been proven.
The master, Fred. If anyone could do it, Doc can.
Let Doc handle his business.
Come on. Course. Now, because when you couldn't get to him when he was young and making money, now you get to him when he's not making any money and he's older.
He's been humbled.
Yes. And it's really had an effect on him. He's terribly motivated.
He's got that number, the number 99. That should be a slap in the face, Fred.
I don't probably even think it's occurred to him that it's anything other than the two nines in a row.
Oh, Chris Wilcox, just please.
Oh, boy.
Is there a player more important to this team right now than Chris Wilcox? All our hope lies in this guy.
So
just got out of heart surgery. Jeff Green's not good.
Yet. I think he'll play a little.
How much yet
he'll
do
play
you
some
need?
Five.
He's coming. Missed an entire year. Come on now.
He was bad before he missed the entire year.
He was great during the preseason. Give him a chance.
So was Jermaine O'Neal last year.
Give him a chance. With Jermaine, we knew he had no talent.
I'm sorry. This is just tough. This has been just a really, really bad several games.
Yeah.
It's making me depressed.
Bad start.
Well, listen. The season ends tomorrow.
It does. It's all over with.
There's nothing like the
Lakers are going to suck.
There's nothing like jumping on a couple NBA games and really trying to create some kind of pattern.
Sure.
All right, but nonetheless, Adolfo was out at the Garden.
And you know what's amazing is that it's been so long since we've been out at the Garden. There's a whole different group of people that hang out there, a lot of regulars. Maybe Adolfo happened to run into a blast from the past?
Ooh.
Possibly? Let's take a listen.
Now you got expectations too high. Expectations, please.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sir, yes, sir. Ow!
You know who that is?
That's the dog.
That's the wolf.
The wolf, yeah. Yeah, you don't even know a wolf. Wolf was before you came.
Yeah, who is that?
Iraqi-looking people. I would drop them like they stole a package from a crackhead.
Wolf, echo, out.
All clear.
You may have run into Wolf and not known it. He's a gentleman who likes to stand at the front of the train, and he holds a flag, and if you get anywhere near it, he goes, raw, like he's drawing a bayonet.
His mind has made him a commander of his mind's army.
Yes, he commands the trains.
Yes, And if you take certain trains and buses, you know the Wolf.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you know Wolf.
Wolf is harmless, but in his mind has been through rigorous training for an organization that his mind created.
Right.
And the flag to him is his organization's weaponry, pageantry, and intellectual take.
Does he carry this, like, was he standing in front of the garden with this flag?
Yes.
Or is it just on, okay.
Yes, yes. And he's usually on the train.
Okay.
And as you heard him say there, what's it called when you see a certain type of person and you go up and you get in their face? Like, if you're at the airport, you're looking for a type of person. What's it called? That's stereotyping.
Profiling.
Profiling. Okay. He is admitted to profiling people on the train.
Yeah, he does eye checks. What do they call it? Oh, he's in Philadelphia. He gives you an oratory check, or what the hell is this? Ocular check. He goes up and down. He sees if you're a threat.
So we have not seen him in a while. Adolfo ran into Wolf, and let's see what he's been up to.
Is it okay we use this for the radio?
Sir, yes, sir. Ow! Doggy biscuit?
I'm good, thanks.
Is he eating dog biscuits now, Adolfo?
Oh, yeah.
Those are just straight-up dog biscuits?
Yeah, you know what? They're not that bad, actually.
He's like cut. He's in shape. He's like, you know, big guy.
You didn't have a dog biscuit that he handed you.
No, I didn't.
But he's walking around with them, not just to prove a point. He's actually consuming them.
Yeah, yeah. He had them in like a little Ziploc bag, you know?
Well, there you go.
Nice treat on
the
dog.
Did you see him eat one?
He ate one. He offered me one, and he ate it.
All right.
It kind of tastes like, dry crackers.
All right, Adolfo, come on. Fine, you've ate dog biscuits. I don't deny it.
The dog biscuits can't be too sanitary, yet he has to hold them in a Ziploc bag for fear of them getting contaminated.
Adolfo's like, I'm interesting, too. They're not that bad. No, Adolfo, you haven't ate a dog biscuit, have you? Wow, that's shocking. All right, here we go.
I hear you, man. So, how
I love you, baby. You my hog.
I'm good.
No pound, yo.
Oh, pound's good.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, what's new with you? It's been a while since we've last talked. So, what's new?
I know. I've been in Baltimore, Maryland, but I'm back now, and I'm staying here. If I have to boo, I'm sorry.
What
radio station?
So Wolf used to, John, do all these things. Now, apparently, he just goes and then eats dog biscuits.
Right.
This is a different act than you saw before.
Yeah, Wolf seems to have taken a shot or two. It seems like. Well, I've only heard a little bit. Wolf used to make a little more sense, but he's been in Baltimore. Okay, I don't doubt it.
Let me ask a question. I'm supposed to be asked a question anyway.
I work for 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, sports. No. All I can say is mess up the Celtics' laws, but Detroit's messing you up. Now they got to deal with the Orioles. I bet you a dollar.
you mentioned the Celtics.
There's no I in team. There's I in Pierce, Ornette, Garnett, Fierce Pierce, you know what I'm saying? Allen, Ornette, Garnett. We're out the Olympiad, though. What is your name, anyway?
Name's Adolfo.
Adolfo, see that moon? Ow!
Now, what do you think about the current political season? Who are you voting for president?
I feel like after we clean up the we can all together change and become Americans. We the people that want to form a more perfect union, establish justice, shorten domestic tranquility. Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
There actually might be some sort of military training in his background. There might be, like, he, like,
distant.
Flipped out in basic training and, like, had to get out of there.
He loves Adolfo. He actually went up to Adolfo when he saw him.
It's like those.
USA! USA!
It's like that Onion article that says guy in the street obviously has some advanced physics training. That there's some things in what he's spouting off that actually have some relevance.
I don't hear that.
I don't know. He just did the We the People rap.
Become Americans. We the people in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, shorten domestic tranquility. Right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord. So, based on your shirt,
somebody said Adolfo found Steven Tyler before his big show.
Even dabba 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 dabba. Skip up, baby. Bow. Hey!
So, based on your shirt, you're voting for Obama, right?
Obama. And you know who I vote for? His wife.
Michelle?
Codename Kimberly.
Oh, okay.
Michelle Tyre Clinton's wife was. Clinton's hilarious. Where's Bush's drunk-ass daughters? If I was the president, my daughter was too young to drink, and they got locked up, the Secret Service would be fired.
Hang on, stop for a second. Did he say that it was, that Obama's wife was Courtney and the Kardashians? Is that who it was?
I don't think so. I don't know who he was talking about.
I thought he said codename Courtney, to be honest.
Yeah, I think he said codename Courtney, too.
I think he said Courtney. Oh, codename Courtney.
Yeah, yes. I thought that's what he said.
Like he's working security detail?
Or knows some people that are.
Mike, could you come in here, Mike?
Yeah, he did. He gave the preamble of the Constitution is what he gave out there.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
Secret Service will be fired.
Oh, man.
Was that a Bugs Bunny reference?
Now, if you could say anything to President Obama, what do you like to say?
I would like to say singing the national anthem.
You'd like to sing the national anthem? Did he end up doing that for you, Mike? Or for you, Adolfo?
Take you were waiting for something.
You did? Okay. You ended up singing the national anthem?
Darwin, are we waiting for something? Something's going on I'm not privy to. So
he did? He did it, Alpha?
What's going on?
So gallantly streaming, and the rocky regular of almost evening
bring it home.
Hold another piece. Wolf Echo.
USA! USA! USA!
Excellent. Doggy biscuit?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, real quick, just to recap, since I'm a little new to hearing this guy. He used to make a lot more sense than this.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The gibberish that we're getting is all brand new. He never did any of that before.
There is the...
No.
Like the preamble of the Constitution. Like, those are the kinds of things he would know.
Okay.
So, there you go. All right. Well, it's a very patriotic moment, the day before the election, so everyone can keep that in mind when they go out to vote tomorrow. Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly will join us in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich.
Sunday mornings at 8. Get the latest game day information from Boston's home for sports. The DraftKings.com Fantasy Football Show. With Mike Lockhart and Rich Keith. Sunday mornings at 8. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Nobody has more tickets to New England football than Higgs Tickets. Enter the promo code New England at HiggsTickets.com and receive 10% off instantly. That's HIGSTickets.com.
Hey guys, this is DA. Join me as we broadcast live for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in Woburn right off 95 this Monday night from 6 till 11. It's Monday Night Football, the Scoreboard, plus enter to win a Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill $50 gift card. No purchase necessary for the Scoreboard Sports Bar and Grill in 98.5, the Sports Hub.
When people switch from cable to Verizon Fios, there comes a moment when they get it. The difference 100% fiber optics really makes.
I got it when my internet here was faster than in my office.
When I can enjoy a game better at home than at the stadium, that's when I really got it.
Verizon Fios gives you the best TV picture quality and the fastest internet, with no caps on internet usage.
I got it when I uploaded a gigabyte of photos, and bam.
Once you've got it, you get it. Ask a friend, a neighbor, or any of the millions of people who are amazed by how much better Fios is.
I got it.
I got it.
I really got it.
It's faster. It's better. So what are you waiting for? We can help you set up an appointment today. You'll get the Fios Triple Play for our best price online of just $84.99 a month for a year with no annual contract. Visit gottogetfios.com today or call 888-GET-FIOS for other great offers.
Actual speeds will vary. Fios available in select areas. Real customer testimonials. Offer for new customers subscribing to a Triple Play bundle online and expires 12/1/12. Taxes, fees, and other terms apply. Go online for details.
Mohegan Sun is more than a casino. It's a place where there are millions of shiny moments waiting to happen. Now with Power Play bonusing, there are more games, more payouts, and more jackpots, giving you more ways to win instantly with every spin. But that's not all. See some of the biggest stars at their 10,000-seat arena. Stay in one of their 1,200 hotel rooms and experience any of their 75 shops, restaurants, or bars. There's even a world-class golf course and spa. Your moment is waiting. This is where every spin counts and every second matters. This is your time to shine. Learn more at MohegansSun.com.
Hi, I'm here at the offices of 1-800-EAST-WEST. In the past few weeks, we've taken hundreds of phone calls about our government-backed FHA program, a government-backed loan with rates in the threes. And for people that qualify, no closing costs and no appraisal fees. This is absolutely the best time ever to refinance your present mortgage. If you are now paying over 4.5% on your current mortgage, you'll save hundreds of dollars each year. You still have time to take advantage of a government-backed loan, rates in the threes, no closing costs, and no appraisal fees. All it takes is a quick call to 1-800-EAST-WEST today.
Call 1-800-EAST-WEST.
Call or see website for details, subject to credit approval and program conditions. Annual percentage rate is 4.173% effective 10/26/12. Rate subject to change. Savings based on current loan amount, rate, and rate offered. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 2750. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department.
Scott Brown. He's been called one of the most bipartisan senators in the nation.
I've kept my promise to be an independent voice. I put people ahead of politics. And now I need your help to keep that independent tradition alive in Massachusetts.
Scott Brown. A husband, a father, a leader.
Let me tell you, things would be a lot better in this country if more people in Washington were willing to think for themselves and work with each other for the good of America.
Scott Brown, the tie-breaking vote to pass Wall Street reform. Scott Brown fights for balanced budgets and low taxes, and he'll work with Democrats and Republicans to create jobs and help small business.
Our campaign will always be about we the people.
On Tuesday, November 6th, vote the person, not the party. Vote Scott Brown.
I'm Scott Brown, running for the United States Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Scott Brown for U.S. Senate.
Coming, Town Fair Tire has the Michelin X Ice 2 Snow Tire to give you sure starts, short stops, and excellent traction in all winter conditions. At Town Fair Tire, you always get free mounting, free flat repair, free tire rotation, free snow tire changeover, free front wheel alignment with any tire purchase, and the guaranteed lowest price. Drive with confidence this winter with a guaranteed lowest price on Michelin X Ice 2 Snow Tires, because nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Looking for a great temporary accounting or finance job? They have them. Register at accountemps.com, a Robert Half company.
ABX 2012, home to the largest marketplace for New England's design and construction industry, is coming to Boston November 14th through the 16th at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center. Visit abexpo.com to register today.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headlines.
The Patriots are on their bye week, so they had yesterday off. Miami had a chance to tie the Pats atop the AFC East, but they lost to Indianapolis 23-20. Dolphins 4-4. Jets are on their bye week. And Buffalo comes to Foxborough this Sunday. Bills fell to 3-5. They lost to Houston 21-9. Tampa Bay beat Oakland 42-32. And in this game, Doug Martin ran for 251 yards and four touchdowns.
I got to step back and just look at it. It's surreal right now. I'm just doing my job out there, and I'm honored.
And last night it was Atlanta over Dallas, 19-13. Falcons still unbeaten at 8-0. Suspended New Orleans head coach Sean Payton, according to ESPN, had his contract extension voided by the league within the last year. That makes him available to sign by anyone in February. And the NHL and the union will reportedly meet tomorrow as the lockout continues. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts. I'm John Wallach at Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
You can listen to Toucher and Rich wherever you go. Just click on CBSBostonSports.com. Toucher and Rich. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. 617-779-0985. Very pleased to have on at 823, 37 degrees. Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly joins us on the AT&T Expert Hotline. Mr. Hart, thank you so much, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Now, can you explain to me your opinion on the Aqib Talib deal?
Wow, that's a really open-ended question.
Yes, I don't want to knock it down with parameters. I want you to give me, as someone who covers the team for a living, has probably by now seen this guy play a few times, tell me what you think in terms of what they gave up, how he's going to fit, his actual skills.
His actual skills, I think he's a little overrated, personally. And I remember, you know, looking at him when he was coming out of the draft, and I thought he was overrated. I thought he is one of those bigger corners that everybody falls in love with, but I think they all have their physical limitations. You know, and one of the aspects that bothers me with the trade, specifically here to the Patriots, is the idea that he's one of these man corners. I'll just, you line me up against somebody, I'll take him, you guys worry about the rest. Well, the Patriots don't do that. They've basically never done that on a consistent basis, even when they had Ty Law. I can remember Ty wanting to do that. He would petition to do that, and that's just not what Bill Belichick believes in. So, A, I wonder how that's going to fit in. And B, I do think they gave up a pretty significant commodity, especially here, where we've been beaten over the head for years how valuable these draft picks are. And, you know, sixth and seventh round picks are valuable. Well, you gave up a fourth round pick for a guy on a suspension whose contract is running out, who's littered with off-field problems. So, to me, that sounds like a lot, you know, for a rental, for a seven-game rental here. And so unless it significantly upgrades your team and makes you a Super Bowl winner, you know, I think you gave up a lot here. And I know, you know, they didn't have other picks. They didn't have a fifth. They didn't have a sixth. And I'm sure Shiano wanted a pick in this year's draft. So they kind of had their hands tied. But, you know, you gave up a lot. And to me, you need to at least go to the Super Bowl for this trade to pay off. And I still have my doubts as to how Talib's going to fit in on this defense, never mind in the community.
Andy, whose job is it on the defense or even in management to sit down with him and say, listen, you know, you got to behave yourself for seven games and maybe more? The guy who's basically going to have a come-to-Jesus meeting with him.
Well, and I think that's two people, and, you know, that's the heads of the organization. That's Bill Belichick and Robert Kraft. We know Mr. Kraft is not hands-on in terms of football, but he's hands-on in terms of this organization. And, you know, when Gronk got in trouble off the field, he met with Robert Kraft. And you meet with those two guys when you get here. And I think Talib is smart enough to know what he's getting into. And I think the team banks on that sometimes, that the Patriots way is sort of this, you know, overwhelming factor that everybody knows about, and you just have to act differently when you go there. But he will certainly sit down with Robert, I would think, and then certainly would sit down with Bill, and Bill will tell him exactly how it is. This is what you're going to do, and if you don't do that, then it's going to be a tough time here for you.
Andy, considering how poor the secondary has played, and they've gotten worse over the eight games they've played instead of better like they did last year, don't you think it was incumbent upon the Patriots to address something, and the only way they could do that was to bring a guy like this in, even though they might have overpaid for him a little bit?
No question. And that's the part of the trade that I love. I love when a coach goes out there and gets what he needs, addresses a need, and says, you know what, we need to get better here, and I'm going to do what it takes. That part, I love it. And you're going to get that kind of guy. You're right. You're not going to get a perfect citizen who's under contract at a low dollar sign for the next 5 years when you look for a midseason trade. The only kind of trades you get are, you know, there's a negative with the guy, whether it's contract, whether it's off-field, whatever it is. So, yes, they did that, and I love that aspect of it. Because, you know, we criticize Belichick sometimes for being slow to react, or, you know, some people think, oh, he feels like he can coach anybody up and make do with free agents. But clearly he's told us in recent weeks that big plays down the field were a problem, and there's no better example of him acknowledging that than saying, I got to go out and get a veteran corner. I got to go out and get a guy who can cover. Now we just have to see if he fits in with the defense and with the team.
Talking to Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly, do you think this move gets made if Tom Brady is 28? In that maybe they feel a little more comfortable playing for now than they would have years ago, that they know that there's a small window remaining of Brady at this kind of skill level, and they got to win now and do everything they can to?
That's an interesting question. And from some of the people I've talked to and even fans, some fans don't just say Brady, but they say Belichick. Would this have happened 5 years ago with Belichick? Is there any chance that, you know, some people think he's going all in and, you know, this could be the last run? Some people thought that last year when he made the Haynesworth and Chad Johnson trades, different things. So, you know, I think the end of the window, whatever window you want to look into, whether that's the Brady window, the Belichick window, or the combination window of the two, I think that's an interesting factor. But I just think Bill looked at it. There was something available. He's done this before. You know, Ted Washington, you know, when he has a specific need that he thinks can keep his team from being good, from competing for what he wants to compete for, get into the postseason, I think he generally tries to address it, and this became available. So I do think he would have done this 5 years ago, because I think every year he's trying to win the championship, and he sees this as, you know, a potential way to do that.
All right, Andy Hart, Patriots Football Weekly. How does the secondary shake out then? McCourty, is he going to be at safety now?
I don't think so. You know, I guess I'm a slow to the party here. Everybody seems to, oh, they're so much better with McCourty at safety. And I haven't seen the guy make a play at safety. I haven't seen him do a whole hell of a lot, even going back to last year. I think on some level they got better because they played bad quarterbacks late last year. You know, you get Tim Tebow a couple times, some of the other Jags they faced. And I think they started making some other plays. Sterling Moore, remember, started making plays. So I'm not a big believer that he's the answer at safety. And I also think if you're trying to put your best four or five out there, that's him at cornerback. Because I still think Patrick Chung and Steve Gregory should be your starting safety. So right now I look at it as that. Gregory and Chung at safety and Tlaib and McCourty at corner. And that pushes all your depth down to where it should be.
You think, you
know, Kyle Arrington can now be a slot guy, can come off the bench. Dennard is a rookie who can be mixed in rather than having to be the best corner on the team. You know, Tavon Wilson, you know, maybe won't get torched quite as much if he's in a more of a rotational role where he's better suited as a young player.
Does Tlaib get the number one receiver right now? Is he trusted enough to come right in and cover the number one receiver?
I don't think so. I think you'll see him grow into this defense. And what I just said, those four guys, my guess is you'll see about three or four different combinations in his first 3 or 4 weeks on the field as Belichick feels it out, sees what he's going to do with him. You know, how quickly does he learn the defense? Because, as I said, I don't believe Bill's just going to say, you take number one on the other team, we'll worry about everything else. I think he's going to ask Tlaib to fit in with this defense, and there may be a growing period there. And I know that's going to draw some criticism from fans who have already questioned the coaching in the secondary, but, you know, I think there'll be a growth period as they see what Tlaib can do and how he can benefit this team. So, no, I don't think he gets the number one receiver every week.
How long will it take him to learn this defense?
That's the great question. You know, I think he'll probably pick it up pretty quickly. I mean, he's a veteran. You know, there's only so many things you can do. I don't think it's quite the same as offense. I think defense a little easier to pick up in terms of there's only so many coverages. Once you learn the terminology, you've played the coverages before, and then it's just getting used to playing with the other guys on the team. And that's something that I all have to do because they haven't played together that much. You know, Gregory's been out for whatever it is now, an extended period. Chung's been out. You know, the rookies have been in and out. You know, that's the biggest thing to me is getting these guys all on the same page and some continuity back there.
Now, Andy Hart, does this addition make this team someone you like to play in a Super Bowl?
I do. And I was going in that direction anyway. And I may be naive here. Maybe I'm Homer from PFW, whatever. But I don't think this defense is as bad as it was last year. I think this is a better defense. That defense made it to the Super Bowl. They have some young quarterbacks coming up. I know Tannehill and Luck and these guys are, you know, doing a good job. But, you know, the Patriots should be able to play young quarterbacks competitively, so they should build some confidence, make some plays. So you add a guy like Tlaib in, and assuming they get a little healthy and get these guys out there, I think this defense is good enough to compete in a mediocre AFC for a AFC title championship and go to a Super Bowl.
You say mediocre AFC, but as the picture starts fleshing out, I mean, the Texans, they're strong. You take a look at the Ravens. You look at Denver.
Look at what Pittsburgh did yesterday with all those injuries.
I mean, it's not as weak as I think we all thought it was at the beginning of the season. Agreed?
No. I still think it's – I mean, the Texans go out and they play a Bills team that I think is going down the tubes. And what is it, 21-9?
Yep.
You know, the Giants I didn't think played all that well. I don't think the Giants are a great team. Pittsburgh ekes it out. I think it's a very competitive conference. I think there are a lot of good teams. I don't think there's any elite teams, and I don't think Houston right now has proven themselves an elite team. I think their passing game at times is a little bit limited. I think they have a great defense, and I think that can win a lot of games in the postseason. But I think whoever gets hot in the AFC is easily going to, and that's why people, I think, are getting excited about Manning in Denver. If he gets hot, I think he could easily roll through the AFC. I don't think there's an elite team in the AFC right now, not even close.
How important is home field to you?
I think it's huge for the Patriots. I mean, I think that's the way they get there. I don't think this team is, you know, we saw them go to Seattle and come up short. A young team like this and an offense like this, I don't think you want to be playing on the road in the postseason. So I certainly think you want as many home games as possible if you're planning on going to New Orleans.
Well, then they got to get to work, my friend.
Hey, 5-3 last year. They went 8-0 down the stretch. Who knows?
They got to play Texans and 49ers this year. We'll see.
What a party pooper.
Everybody loves a party. That's why we invited you, party pooper. All right, Andy Hart, it's been a while. Thanks so much for taking the time, sir.
All right, see you guys.
Appreciate it. There you go. Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly. Do you look at this and who's in the AFC and you think that they're going to have home field all the way through?
Oh, it's going to be tough, man.
It's going to be tough to make up ground, but the key is they do, if it gets down to one game and they're chasing Houston, they do have that one December game to match them, so...
Houston undefeated in that conference, buddy boy.
I know. There's still two games behind them, but they still have that one game they can point towards. But in the end, it all matters, in my mind, about the division to guarantee at least a 3 or a 4. And, you know, if you're really making a run at a bye, you don't want to have to beat Houston and San Francisco back-to-back. So, in my mind, what happens between now and the second week of December is the most important thing, the next month.
Two different people are texting and saying ESPN Boston reported that McCourty is going to play safety from here on out.
I just looked, and by the way, how can that be reported? That they're going to go and just throw that out there?
Because the Patriots are very, very loose-lipped about this.
And also, Tlaib, if I'm not mistaken, is not allowed to even practice yet.
One more week where he can't practice. He'll join the team a week from today.
They have the Colts next, right?
No, they have Buffalo.
No, it's Buffalo. It's kind of a cakewalk the next three games, if I'm not mistaken.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Because then the end of the season is no joke. No joke. I don't think they're going to have a bye this season. I think they're going to have to win. They're going to have to win on the road, and they're going to have to play every game of the playoffs. I do indeed.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I mean, the next game, Buffalo-Indianapolis is the first game that Tlaib plays in, but those are back-to-back home games, and then it goes the Jets-Miami. Before they get, those are the next four games. Buffalo, Indianapolis, the Jets, Miami.
Then you hit a wall.
And then you have Houston and San Francisco back-to-back. So these next four are tough. And Indianapolis, as we found out over the last, you know,
Indianapolis is terrible. Don't worry about Indianapolis. They're going to run right through them. Don't worry about that at all.
Okay.
Might be a high-scoring game, but it's going to be, they're going to...
Games
you
at home.
You got Ridley on your fantasy team. You run the run, Ridley, run.
And the games run, at home. Ridley, and run. Mike Lockhart reminded us the Indianapolis defense is horrible on the road.
I saw the Jets. Yep. I saw Sean Crane look like Earl Campbell against that defense. All righty. When we come back, Aaron Rodgers took time. He's a very private man. Aaron Rodgers. He's a very private man, but he took time to speak to 60 Minutes.
He's also fairly sensitive, we learned.
Like a delicate flower, a beautiful, delicate flower. First, though, boom! What's going on, NFL action, baby?
Tucker and Rich. Tucker and Rich. Tucker and Rich.
This is Boomer Esiason with a CBS Sports Minute. There was more than meets the eye at stake in Carolina's 21-13 victory over Washington yesterday. For the Panthers, it was a chance to stem a five-game slide. For their beleaguered quarterback Cam Newton, it was an opportunity to remind everyone of his many special talents, especially as he was being showcased with this year's next big thing, Robert Griffin III. But most important, according to the so-called Redskins rule, if Washington wins its final game prior to the presidential election, the incumbent retains the White House. A visitor's win means the challenger prevails. With just one exception in 2004, the Redskins rule has accurately predicted the outcome of every presidential election since 1940. However, despite the Redskins rule prediction of a Mitt Romney victory, my fellow Americans, go out and proudly perform your civic duty and vote. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts for the irresistible smoked sausage breakfast sandwich with delicious smoked sausage. Try one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Those who know, go with Monroe.
I installed a solar system on my roof and my monthly electric bill went from $178 down to $38. And now, along with thousands of homeowners in Massachusetts, I'm actually making money for my solar system.
As you know, Monroe has helped hundreds of homeowners, business owners, and contractors go solar, and it's the fastest growing industry in the country. Did you know you can go solar and take control of your electric bill for as little as zero down and a low monthly payment? Those who know, go with Monroe. Visit MonroeSolar.com to find out how so many homeowners are benefiting from solar. That's MUNRO Solar.com.
So, what's good here?
Oh, this dip, you gotta try some. It's hell of a good sour cream dip.
Mmm, this is a hell of a good dip.
Yeah, even the label says so. See, it says hell of a good sour cream dip.
Good name.
That's a hell of a good name.
Okay.
Hell of a good.
Enough.
Hell of a good sour cream dip in the Dairy Case. And if you enjoy hell of a good sour cream dip, then you'll love new hell of a good bold cheese. Liven up any snack or meal with the awesome taste of chipotle cheddar, habanero jack, and our special reserve cheddar. Look for hell of a good bold cheese in the Dairy Case at your neighborhood Shaw's.
Hi there.
Hello.
You want to come see my apartment?
You've got nerve. Why would I want to do that?
I've just got an awesome renter's policy. Covers my personal property, loss of use, and $300,000 in personal liability.
Where have you been all my life? Let's get out of here.
Maybe you'll never care this much about insurance, so let Arbella do all the caring for you. We can save you real money when you combine your rental policy with your car. To find a local independent agent, go to Arbella.com. Arbella, here for good.
You can always count on the 99 Restaurant's delicious 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, especially when you're going to the movies.
So, which entree are you two getting?
Well,
spoiler alert, I'm getting the grilled Angus chop sirloin, grilled to perfection and topped with sautéed mushrooms and robust gravy.
The juicy tender grilled cider Dijon chicken is calling my name.
Oh, plot twist. See, I thought you'd go for the New Orleans shrimp, son.
Actually, I am.
What?
You know, I just love shrimp with Cajun spices, fresh peppers, and fire-roasted corn. Oh, so succulent and delicious.
Aha! The old switcheroo. Yep. Good one, sweetie. I never even saw it coming.
Hey, guys. Great to see you again. Let me guess. It's movie night?
It's a double feature. The 99 and the movies.
From tender steaks and chicken to delicious seafood, you can always count on the 99's 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99. Now playing at a 99 near you.
The 99 Restaurant. Great meal, great deal.
Looking for a great temporary accounting or finance job? They have them. Register at accountemps.com. A Robert Half Company.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
Okay, your 5% cash back program is a total hole-in-one. You guys are putting on a clinic. What's the new category?
Yeah, we're hitting on all cylinders. And only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online. It's like a cash back grand slam.
Whoa, time out. 5% on online shopping?
Yep.
That's a game changer.
Bullseye. Everywhere you shop online.
That's right in my wheelhouse. Sign me up.
Only Discover gives you 5% cash back everywhere you shop online through December. Sign up for 5% at discover.com or call 1-800-DISCOVER. 5% cash back on up to $1,500 in purchases online and at department stores.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's.
You get 10% rewards, right?
And you get to help your favorite causes.
How does it work?
Sign up with your Macy's card and shop away. You'll get a great rewards card and Macy's will donate to charity.
Sounds great. Thanks for sharing.
Charge $25 to your Macy's credit card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. Go to Macy's or Macy's.com/thanks to enroll in Thanks for Sharing. 10 years of making magic at Macy's.
Here's a gift for you from Eye Care Specialists. Call today and get $2,000 off your LASIK surgery. That's today only at 1-877-62-LASIK.
Now, here's the 98.5 Sports Hub headline.
Patriots players still on their bye week. They play Buffalo on Sunday. Patch of 5-3. Bills will enter that game at 3-5. They lost to Houston yesterday 21-9. The NHL and the Players Union will reportedly meet tomorrow after some progress was made over the weekend. And the Celtics are off until Wednesday night when they play the Washington Wizards again, this time at TD Garden. Sports Hub headlines are brought to you by Performance Nutrition, the best sports supplements at the absolute best prices, PerformanceNutrition.com. I'm John Wallach of Boston's Home for Sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update in 20 minutes.
Dutcher and Rich.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich.
Is he off?
What, Adolfo?
Yes.
He was trying to...
He's unhappy about it. I'll tell you that much.
He was trying to filibuster going down early.
Why are you unhappy about going to a free concert?
No,
I'm not happy about anything. It's just like, you know.
You didn't want to go this
like,
early.
I don't like Aerosmith. I think they suck.
But it's right by your house.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean,
I just
hate Aerosmith. They suck.
Yeah, but it's not like you have to sit there and listen to it for 2 hours.
No, it's just like it's hearing the nonsense that's coming out of Steven Tyler's mouth.
Yeah, that's the best part.
You get to leave work early.
Old.
You get to leave work early.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'm not complaining about that.
Yeah, he was filibustering,
what's
like not leaving
here?
Early. Like he didn't want to leave early; he wanted to go late.
I just figured, you know, it's going to be a whole lot of waiting around. You know,
spend your entire life waiting around outside of Fenway. Do you not?
That is true.
And you know that the other stations are at a bar out there.
What difference does it make?
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be open now, would it?
Oh, jeez. How are they broadcasting from there?
No, I meant like the bar serving alcohol. I don't think they're serving alcohol yet.
Well, all right there, Bukowski. You don't like that you can't get yourself a nice vodka at 8:43 in the morning? That's too much for you? Just go.
Just head down there.
Go and bring the wallet ahead and enjoy yourself. We'll call you later.
How long does it take you to walk home, Adolfo?
About 35 minutes.
Okay, well, then you should be at this place in 35 minutes.
We'll see you. Okay. We'll talk to you then. Thank you.
All right.
Very upsetting. By the way, I saw Jacksonville play yesterday. You know who's not good at all? It's Jacksonville.
No.
Not good at all.
It's a race to see between Kansas City and Jacksonville as to which team is really the worst on the planet to play football. For the NFL.
Kansas City's actually in a better position because at least, how many more years do they have Castle? That's the question.
I don't know.
And they gave up a ton.
They gave
him
a 5-year when he left
here,
correct?
I'll check it out.
So they've got 2 more years after this? Is that right?
No, I don't know, 07?
No, it was 08 that Brady got hurt.
Yes.
And so 09 would have been his first year, 10, okay, so maybe they got 1 year after this.
So they'll cut him. So they all cut to Matt Castle, and they even tried to play his backup, and then his backup gets hurt.
And so that
place is a disaster, and this Gabbert's no good either. But he was throwing ball. He threw a ball that got tipped, went off his running back's face mask, and was intercepted.
Yeah. Castle, a 6-year contract,
ooh,
$10 million a season contract, keeps him with the Chiefs until 2014.
Yeah, you got to cut
him. So 2 seasons left, it looks like.
You got to cut him. That's the beauty of the NFL.
$63 million, $40.5 million guaranteed in the first 3 years of the deal.
If I'm Kansas City, not only am I firing Pioli, I'm not being nice about it. I'm gonna be mean at the table. Tell him a few choice things.
Scott, we wiretapped your phone.
Like,
goodbye.
Scott, just wanted to let you know, you probably have a lot of dreams of going back into football, and I want to let you know you're completely ill-equipped to be anywhere near this profession. Your sights are. I feel that you sold me a big bag of crap when you were selling yourself.
At this point, I don't even think New England would take you back, Scott.
See you later. If you're looking for a letter of recommendation, give it to me. Write one, give it to me, and I will go wipe myself with it. And then I will send it to every NFL team as a message. This is what you'll get if you hire Scott Pioli. Scott, you've wasted all of our times and all of our money.
He'll probably end up being a right next to Matt Millen doing analysis.
Let's not be cruel to the man. I mean, now you're going to call Scott Pioli Matt Millen? Let's not be so cruel.
I'm just saying Matt Millen got himself a nice little lucrative career in broadcasting.
Matt Millen
somehow, from failing as bad as you can fail,
wasn't
he
a broadcaster before Detroit hired him?
Matt Millen calling football games is like
David Lee Roth teaching you how to do radio.
It's like that.
It's like, think of the worst failure, and then that person is trying to analyze how to be great at something that you failed at.
I'm trying to think of an example that would be not considered offensive.
Yes.
It's very difficult.
Bobby Valentine taking John Farrell under his wing. Here's how you lead the Red Sox.
Oh, there you go.
Adolfo teaching people at the Scripps Spelling Bee.
That's one thing.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Yes.
Because he got all dressed, put his coat on, headphones in, bag over the shoulder. I'll see you guys later. Down the hall, I count to 5. I'm like, how long is it going to take him to realize he does not have the wallet head with him? Literally, he's like, see you guys later. And I looked at Mike and I go, 5, 4, 3. Comes back from the elevator, forgot the wallet head.
Yeah.
So that'll be the last time we see that.
All right.
Hey, Mike, do you want to just drive him to where you can drive him and come back?
No, we need someone with phone to watch the phones. Mike, please make it your phones. Adolfo walks the mean streets of Alston every day. He'll be fine.
Yeah, but he gets his headphones ganked by some gangsters.
He got them back.
Yeah.
He called one time.
He could chase those people down, but not the people who stole the first Wallet Kid.
Well, we've all been through all the Wallet Kid talk. I'm comfortable going through in my life. All right. Aaron Rodgers was on 60 Minutes last night, Rich.
Yeah, we learned a little something about him. Apparently, he's a sensitive guy to the point where there's certain things you can't make fun of him about. And to be honest, Clay Matthews and Greg Jennings, they comment on this, and it's a little inside look into the Aaron Rodgers that we did not know about.
Is this fans?
No, the next one, the other one.
Tall?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. Here we go.
You are 6'2", which most people would consider pretty tall, but you're sensitive about that.
No. I'm only sensitive when people tell me that I'm a lot smaller in person than they thought I would be.
We saw that happen with you and a guy in Milwaukee.
One more time.
Folks had won a contest to meet Rodgers. You can see how much he's enjoying that. And then a guy just had to say this.
You look a little bit smaller than I thought you'd be.
I don't appreciate that.
6'2 is pretty good.
Meet our listeners.
You're
all different.
You look smaller than I thought you'd be.
Yeah, I hope you don't open up that Twitter.
I know.
You look a little bit smaller than I thought you'd be. I don't appreciate that. Oh, my eyes, what they perceive? You don't appreciate that. The fact that I personally watch you on television and think now that I've met you that you would have been bigger. That somehow offends you. You don't appreciate it. Well, I'm sorry, you don't appreciate
it. No, he doesn't appreciate that. Do not offend him by saying
my God.
I love how this is.
I don't appreciate you making me pay to take a picture with you. How about that? How about if you set up yourself for these public events and that's what you get to come away with, that's a huge insult. How about I perceive you now being a huge puss? I don't appreciate that.
You would think being a quarterback in the NFL, you've heard a million times worse things screamed at you from the crowds. And I thought you'd be taller. A freaking roadhouse insult is the
yeah,
thing that gets
you're an MVP. Is that really going to bring you down, the fact that you're 6'2 and some people perceive you as small?
Let's let it roll, John.
Hey, Doug Flutie, he didn't let anyone tell him no.
Right.
Don't appreciate that.
6'2 is pretty good.
I just think that's one of the more ridiculous comments that could be thrown at me is that, especially coming from somebody who's 5'7".
He's sensitive.
Okay, so stop. This is Greg careful. Jennings, and this is Clay Matthews. And they add another layer on to this little issue.
I could be 4'2". What does that have to do with my perception that you would be bigger in person? Especially when they're like 5'7". They don't have the right. Well, this tall drink of water is 6'4". He can say whatever he wants. Kick sand in my face.
Especially coming from somebody who's 5'7".
He's sensitive, so you got to be careful what you say around
really
him.
Sensitive.
You know, he takes everything to heart. Like, once he sees this interview, he's going to be sensitive to the fact that we're saying he's sensitive.
Yeah. He's got to compliment him on the clothes he wears. Yeah. Just make him feel good.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, he'll go out, feel good.
I didn't realize he had huge boobs. Generally, this kind of courteousness from gentlemen is usually towards someone that has a couple big boobs attached to it.
It's like, hey, you know what? You're looking really good today.
Yeah, complimenting someone's clothes usually goes along to enjoying their breasts.
I have to compliment her to make them feel better, so we'll play well.
I got really nice clothes on today. Usually after that, we would be having sex, would be the reason I was saying these nice things.
Play good.
A little quarterback management.
Absolutely.
All right. There is more from the 60 Minutes video, 617-779-0985. 617-779-0985.
Dasher and Rich. Talking about your team. Boston's home for sports.
So you like big parties, right? Of course you do. You like motorcycles. Of course you do. Well, then you got to love Sturgis, or at least watching it from a distance. I don't know if I'd actually want to go. It might be too terrifying. But the History Channel is going to Sturgis in a monster event beginning tonight at 9 o'clock on the History Channel. Two of your favorite shows are coming together. the cast of American Pickers and Pawn Stars, with guest appearances by Rick Dale and Danny the Count. They're going to converge on Sturgis, one of the wildest parties in America. It's America's greatest motorcycle rally. So tune in and watch to enter the crossover sweepstakes for a chance to win a trip and $25,000 shopping spree to either the Gold and Silver Pawn Shop, everyone knows that, the Antique Archaeology, Rick's Restorations, or Count's Customs. Go to www.history.com/crossover for more info. That's history.com/crossover for more info. And to beginning tonight, the History Channel. It is a monster event. The cast of American Pickers and Pawn Stars both together at the biggest motorcycle party of all time, Sturgis.
I'm Brian Cavanaugh, senior mortgage banker with Residential Mortgage Services, one of the fastest growing lenders in New England. Mortgage rates have hit all-time lows. What does this mean to you? If you own a home or are interested in buying, this is an opportunity for you to save some serious money. Call me at 855-GO-RMS-LOAN. 855-GO-RMS-LOAN. If you want to save money on your mortgage every month, take action now. 855-GO-RMS-LOAN.
Brian Cavanaugh is NMLS lender number 441864. Residential Mortgage Services Incorporated is NMLS lender number 1760. Massachusetts lender and broker number MC1760. Licensed by the New Hampshire Banking Department. Equal housing opportunity.
It was a fairly typical week for Ted. He helped the kids with their homework after dinner and had long conversations with his wife. Ted saw his son hit a home run on Wednesday and heard every note of his daughter's recital on Thursday. A typical week. Nothing remarkable. Except that Ted was on the road for work in Lowell on Monday, Hartford on Wednesday, and Providence on Thursday. But thanks to AT&T, the nation's largest 4G network, Ted could still be there for all those important events. With AT&T's 4G coverage, Ted can be with the people he loves, even when he's not around. And unlike Ted's week, that's pretty remarkable.
AT&T, rethink possible. AT&T offers the most 4G coverage in New England, part of the nation's largest 4G network.
For a limited time, buy any Samsung Galaxy smartphone, like the popular Samsung Galaxy S3, and save up to $100 off any other Galaxy smartphone. Visit att.com or store for details.
4G speeds not available everywhere. Comparison based on U.S. cities and towns with 4G coverage. New 2-year voice agreement with qualifying monthly data plan required for phone offer. Other charges, terms, and conditions apply.
La 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 la, I don't hear you, going to get some coffee.
Todd,
I love Mondays.
What's the deal with Phil?
Oh,
he's got a satellite dish.
Where's my little elephant coffee mug?
Okay.
Little eyes and skin.
But why is he walking around singing like that with his fingers in his ears?
There's my coffee cup.
Phil can't catch up or keep up with the latest episodes like you can with Xfinity On Demand. He missed last night's episode and doesn't want to accidentally hear us talking about it.
Take a little sippy, slippy, sippy. Take a little sippy, sippy.
That's weird. How long is this going to last? I have no idea, but I'm not going to lie. I'm into it.
Of my coffee. Oh, it's hot.
Oh, no. Ooh. He just burned himself.
He did.
Yeah, he did. Oh, boy. That looks hot.
Yeah, it is.
Don't be a dish head. Ditch satellite for the latest shows anytime, anywhere. Experience Xfinity.
Miss Bar Making and Jewelers huge sale this Thursday through Sunday in Framingham and Nashua, and Thursday through Saturday in Boston. Almost everything's on sale. Engagement rings, wedding bands, watches, diamond jewelry, and more. So get to Bar Making and save. Boston, Framingham, and Nashua. BarMakingIn.com.
When disasters like Superstorm Sandy devastate communities, your support helps ensure the American Red Cross is there to provide warm meals, shelter, and hope to families when they need it most. Donate now at redcross.org. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999 to donate $10. CBS cares.
Hammer Mill Paper is 99.99% jam-free. Guaranteed. Don't you wish traffic was? Hammer Mill. No worries.
You can count on the 99 restaurants for 9 real-size entrees for just $9.99, like the delicious new grilled cider Dijon chicken. The 99. Great meal, great deal.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Boston's homepage for sports. CBSBostonSports.com.
Attention, Sports Hub listeners. Now, it's Toucher and Rich.
Actually own the team.
Tell me, which one of you is Jerry Jones?
You are 6'2", which most people would consider pretty tall, but you're sensitive about that.
No, I'm only sensitive when people tell me that I'm a lot smaller in person than I thought I would be.
We saw that happen with you and a guy in Milwaukee.
One more time.
Folks had won a contest to meet Rogers. You can see how much he's enjoying that. And then a guy just had to say this.
You look a little bit smaller than I thought you'd be.
I don't appreciate that.
6'2 is pretty good.
I just think that's one of the more ridiculous comments that could be thrown at me is that, especially coming from somebody who's 5'7".
He's sensitive, so you got to be careful what you say around
really
him.
Sensitive.
You know, he takes everything to heart. Like, once he sees this interview, he's going to be sensitive to what the fact that we're saying he's sensitive.
Yeah. Just got to compliment him on the clothes he wears. Yeah. Just make him feel good.
Uh-huh.
And consequently, he'll go out, feel good. Play good.
A little quarterback management.
Absolutely.
Sounds like what they say to the new guy in prison.
Hey, everything's going to be okay. Yeah, okay. Right. Just come on over here. You can be in our little crew. Just, you know.
Oh, we got the nice new pillow for you.
Yeah, wear this mop for a second.
No, don't think it's costume dress-up day. Don't think anything of it.
So it's the D-lines are going to tell Aaron Rodgers that he looks fat in his uniform.
Well, someone says Aaron Rodgers just heard everything you guys said, and now he's speculating that he's doing all these things using his tears.
I can't believe that they actually made the... it was such a big issue, apparently, that it made it to the 60 Minutes guys, and they're like, wow, we really got to ask him about this. Apparently, he does not like it when people say that he's short.
No, they don't even say he's short.
He's just not as tall as you. Once again, it's the line from Roadhouse. I thought you'd be taller.
Compared to the godlike stance you take on my football screen, for which you are very well compensated every Sunday, now, realizing you are all but immortal, skin and bone like I, now so much more evolved and so much perfect in every way, I am shocked that you are indeed a little bit smaller than I assumed.
I don't appreciate that.
This is kind of funny. Someone says,
I want to be the same size that you thought I was.
This is, it says, the Pizza Hut commercial is a lot funnier now, where his replacement says he's a lot taller in person. Remember that? You seen the one where Aaron Rodgers, fake Aaron Rodgers, like, shows up, and he goes, I thought you'd be a lot taller?
No, I did not know that.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll have to pull up the audio.
Because if you're a pizza place struggling from a mind, I'm still curious how this relationship with Papa John and Peyton Manning is going to work if Peyton Manning just keeps throwing out these free pies.
Well, he said, listen, I'm not the one giving away the pies this time. You saw the follow-up commercial yesterday. It's like, it's not me. It's you're going to be giving away pizzas. And Papa John's like, what? You did it again?
I can't believe they
got me.
I can't believe they shoot those things live and right on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Peyton's got a little devilish grin, but he's Peyton Manning. What are you going to do? Say, stop talking about my pizzas? Now you're the idiot.
You own some franchises now. That's right.
He owns a lot in the Denver area.
Yeah, yes. He just bought a whole bunch of them.
I bet you if you go into one, could be back there making his own pie.
Mm.
What do you call this one? It's just don't worry about it. It's got all the fixings.
Wait till you see what's next.
Oh, boy. Can you tell me?
Mm-mm.
Here's a hint. Get on over to PapaJohns.com. All right, I've been there a million times. Just tell me what it is.
Wait till you see what's next.
New dipping sauces?
Wait till you see what's next.
3 million pies?
That's not a very good friend to, on television, make you responsible for about $10 million worth of pizza.
You ever have a friend, though, that he can do no wrong? He's like a wildcat. Like he's like got a screw loose. Maybe that's Peyton Manning. And he's like, Peyton, will you do these commercials? He goes, sure, buddy. Sure, Pop. No problem.
You just give him a big noogie and all's forgiven.
Right? Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, you have a beer together. You put your feet up. Make some pies.
All right. By the way, I'm ashamed that they're right. People are saying that the Roadhouse line is, I thought you'd be bigger.
Okay.
Would that be good for the movie? Because I don't appreciate that.
Well, that's usually
trying
to be
nice. And then
the guy goes,
I'm sorry, man. I'm just making conversation. Well, you know, sometimes the things you say have repercussions on other people. And I just wish you wouldn't have said that. Now, excuse me while I go kick a maximum ass at this bar. All right, so there's more from the Aaron Rodgers thing. We'll check out with Adolfo when he's at the Aerosmith show. Plus, someone's at large. He's got a mustache.
He thinks these people are nuts.
And he ain't liking the fat cat rock and roll crew that's invaded this wholesome commonwealth. We'll have all that for you.
This is the home of the game. WBZ-FM and HD1. The Patriots.
Play here.
98.5. The Sports Hub.